Turkey has detained tens of thousands of people since a failed coup last year. Several foreigners have been caught up in the purge, too. Some of them are Germans, and Berlin is demanding the release of its citizens. In the midst of all of this, a jailhouse wedding for one German prisoner. NPR's Lauren Freyer has the story.
At a sidewalk cafe in Istanbul, Dilek Mayatürk Yücel reminisces about her wedding back in April.
We were really so happy, and we read each other the poem that we have written by ourselves. I think we spent 45 minutes together.
Before guards escorted the groom away, this wedding took place at a Turkish prison where the groom, Deniz Yücel, has been held since February. He's the Turkey correspondent for a big German newspaper, Die Welt, and a dual citizen. And he's not the only German citizen arrested here recently. Peter Steutner is a German aid worker arrested last month with five other people, including the local head of Amnesty International. Their lawyer, Deha Bodiroglu, says police burst into the Istanbul hotel where they were holding a workshop.
They said, stop, here's the police, and where is Peter? Peter Steutner, hands up and don't move.
More than 50,000 Turks have been detained in this broad crackdown. But Bodiroglu says his client's fate is an international matter.
I hope it will be a result through the Turkish courts, but probably it will go through the diplomatic level.
Germany and Turkey have long been allies. Germany sends the most foreign tourists to Turkey. 3 million Turks live in Germany. And this spat began when Germany wouldn't allow supporters of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to hold political rallies there. In turn, Turkey blocked German lawmakers from visiting their troops at an anti-ISIS mission on a Turkish base, though this week Turkey said it may let them visit another base. With these arrests, Berlin has warned its citizens to exercise caution when traveling to Turkey. And in a recent speech, Erdogan hit back.
I want to remind my German friends and the rest of the world, you will not be able to denigrate Turkey. You do not have the power to scare us.
Erdogan accuses Germany of sheltering Turks from the purge that has followed last year's failed coup.
We are at a low point.
Political scientist Sinan Ulgen says the feud serves a political purpose for Erdogan at home.
I think the political calculus has certainly been to consolidate the nationalist vote by adopting this strident tone towards Turkey's partners in the West.
But he says it may backfire. Opinion polls show more Germans oppose Turkey joining the European Union than ever before. Germany has threatened to cut off some economic ties with Turkey. In a classroom in Istanbul, Necibe Çakıcı is studying German. She hopes the feud with her country's biggest trading partner will blow over. She's an electrical engineer at the local Mercedes factory.
I think Mercedes will not close the factory in Turkey, but for the further investments, it can cause a problem, I think. I mean, for future.
Still, she hopes learning German will help her get a promotion. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Istanbul.